Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Although it's still a little tough to get there, Cuba has captured the imagination of a lot of Americans who want to see what life is like after Castro. A big part of Cuban life centers on food, and already a lot of Cuban food has spilled over into the United States. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, what are some of the basics that we can try here in Maryland?
You're right. I think Cuba is very hot, mostly because it was shut off to us for so many years that we're now really sort of experiencing the culinary wonders. I think there are some people that say that without rice and beans and fried plantains, Cuban cuisine would lose its identity. I think that might be slightly an understatement and just sort of a bad broad generalization.
Right.
Certainly those things permeate the cuisine of Cuba. I think they have three things that they rely on in many ways to start most dishes or to use as flavoring. One is something we all know is sofrito.
Yes.
Sort of this, it's onions, garlic, tomatoes, and other aromatics slowly cooked so that the root vegetables, the onions and the garlic, become super sweet. And this almost becomes a paste cooked for a long time. And this adds a lot of intense flavor to a lot of the dishes.
Would you use that basically the way you would use tomato paste? Do you
yes.
think?
And it almost is that in a lot of ways. Certainly cumin plays a big role in a lot of their cuisine. So there's usually cumin in sofrito, but not always. The other thing that's big is mojo. It's basically a sauce that's composed of garlic and citrus juices at its most basic level, but again, often with some aromatics like oregano and saffron or cumin. It's important to know that this is such a sauce that brightens things up. Like, it's added to a lot of dishes, even fried plantains, to add brightness to it. And then something that, interestingly enough, I found you can buy on Amazon is called Bijol. Bijol is sort of their Old Bay,
oh, yeah.
If you want to draw a comparison. It's basically ground achiote seed and some other spices, again, some cumin and corn flour. It was actually developed as a coloring agent to use instead of saffron because saffron was so expensive.
Right.
And so this adds sort of, it adds a, like a white bowl of rice is raised to a new level by using bijol because it gets this lovely yellow sort of festive look.
What are the flavors that are associated with it?
With bijol, it's, again, what everybody has, like, just like it's, we have the different versions of Old Bay in Maryland. Mm-hmm. Some have more pepper, some have more. Everyone has their sort of little bijol blend.
Okay.
Those things are important, and they use them a lot in cooking. Again, though, it's very hard to have a meal without rice and beans. These are black beans.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, there's the real elevated version is congrí. And what I found interesting about this is there's almost, like, I think of rice and beans as a little bit of beans and some rice.
Mm-hmm.
This is 50-50, so it's a ton of beans. And it's buffed up with a lot of green pepper, a lot of bacon. The beans are soaked. The soaking liquid is used to cook them. It's a great dish that has to be accompanied by rojo vieja.
Right.
Rojo vieja is the braised beef, but their version has lots of peppers in it.
Yes, it does.
And yeah. It adds a really cool viscosity to the sauce. So if you want to master two things in Cuban cooking, make congrí and ropa vieja, and you'll be perfect.
It's not hard because I've done it myself.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Sure to please anyone you invite over for dinner.
I agree.
Well, there you go, folks. We'll have some happiness from Havana. Try to put this on our dining room tables.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.